Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. One of the things about Christmas is you think about the people involved in the story, and one of those is Mary. Now, think about Mary. Now, let's be honest. Any first-time parent will tell you that there's a rough transition. There's the late-night feedings. There's the regular rhythm of dirty diapers. There's the fussy experiences. Apparently, when I was a kid, I was colic, so I was crying all the time. So just think about the days that most new parents are walking through. Well, then just apply all that to Mary herself. Just think about that, the mother of Jesus. Even though she had never been physically with the man, an angel shows up and comes to her and says, "You're going to be the mother of the Son of God." That is stressful. But the Bible says she responded to the news just like anybody would. She worried. Luke 1:29 says, "Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean." And so this Christmas might be one of those Christmases where you feel that same way, where you don't know what 2020 has in store for you, that God's leading you to do something new. Maybe your job is coming to an end. Maybe a relationship appears to be over. Maybe there's something else, but you're worrying. Worry is essentially a control issue. It's when you try to control something that just is not controllable. We can't control things outside of us, the economy, so we worry about it. We can't control kids, so we worry about our children. We can't control the future, so we worry about the future, but worry never solves anything. Instead, it just bubbles up inside of us without doing anything about it. Well, what does Mary do with that worry? What does she do with all these unforeseen things coming her way? Well, one of the things that we do is we see in Scripture that she changes her perspective and she learns to lean on the promises of God. Here's what it says in Luke 1:48, and this is a paraphrase, but I love how it says this. It says that Mary said, "God took one look at me, and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on the earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten." And I would encourage you to check out Luke 1. Her entire prayer is found there, and it is full of scripture that she quotes from the Old Testament. In other words, she was a woman of the word that instead of focusing on her situation, she focused on the promises of God. Now I get it. You may be facing something impossible coming your way, but the Bible declares over and over and over and over again that God has your back, that you are not alone. In fact, what you find about God's promises is that those promises, when we accept them and believe them, help us as we get healthy, as we become better parents, as we eliminate debt, and anything else that comes our way. But unless we know those promises, unless we claim those promises, we'll end up worrying needlessly about the future. So let me ask you the question, are you ready? Are you ready for 2020? Are you ready to give those things to God and trust Him for whatever He has in store for you? In fact, as a church, we are so excited that 2020 is almost here. In fact, we're going to set aside 21 days in January that as a church, as a family, we would be able to disconnect from the world and take steps closer to God so that we're in the best possible position to hear from Him and to lean into whatever He says, because we believe that the best is still in front of us. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here soon for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.